Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Well, are we rolling?
We are now.
Oh, Hera. Hera. How I sound? Sound okay?
Sound sexy, dude.
Oh, thanks, babe. Thanks, baby girl.
Of course. Anytime, dad.
Who's your daddy? Ooh, not listening anymore. They're fucking gay.
Oh, what the fuck, dude?
Dude, I was trying to listen to two dudes talk about Brokeback Mountain together. They turn out to be a couple fucking queers. Couple fudge packers.
Turn to be broke back themselves.
They're breaking each other's backs. What the fuck? I was trying to hear about the Barbie movie, as well as why Joe Biden is neither good or bad, from two people who don't know what they're talking about.
I just want to burn crosses.
I'm a simple man. I like my club, my club of ideas.
I love
HBO Max. It would be funny to call the Klan a club of ideas.
club of free thinkers.
We're just discussing it. We are.
We're just exercising our freedom of speech.
I'm just asking. I'm asking questions. It's what you're supposed to do. Like, why did we have a black president? That's a question. Didn't say nothing. It's just weird.
Just we had all these white male presidents. Then all of a sudden, just one black one, and then we went straight back to white man.
Straight back. What was that about? They just snuck in an Iraqi Terry, then brought us back to Caucasian. Dude, I respect Trump on that. On that.
On what?
On getting in after Bush. Very much respect it. Or not Bush, sorry. Obama.
Bumna.
He's a terrorist. He's racist. He's a rapist.
He's black.
You know what? I think it's good. It's fine. I'm a black president. I do a better job. I'm the best black president out of all the presidents. Astounding. Look at the numbers. Look at the numbers. I'm the best.
I should have sent it to you, but I saw a TikTok today. This guy tattooed himself black.
Like, that's pretty cool.
And I was thinking, we should just do that and then run for president. We'll be the second black president.
Fuck that.
On a technicality. Hey,
I don't want to be black.
But then you get the pass. Then you get the pass.
Oh, that's true.
And that's how you win.
Can I transition to black? I'm going to ask somebody that. Like, can I transition to black?
Yeah, go to your doctor. Yeah, I'm thinking of transitioning.
I just feel pretty black.
Oh, you want to be a female? No, I think I want to be black. You know, just deep down.
I'm thinking I'm black.
You know, I'm thinking I'm black.
I'm thinking I'm black.
Fucking John Wick, Keanu Reeves.
Hell yeah, dude. I'm thinking I'm black. No, we're just gonna do last week's episode again.
Yeah.
Yep. I'm married.
I'm black. You can't do
it. Don't this. Suck my dick. I'm Batman. Oh shit, he won't be there tomorrow. I was thinking I will go into work and there's one black guy. I'm gonna pull him aside. I'm gonna be like, Ray, I gotta talk to you about something, man. Oh yeah, what's up, Ray? I've been thinking about this for a long time, and I don't really have anyone to talk to about it. So, but I'm thinking I'm black. What? I just feel black inside. I feel like I should be black.
I just feel like I've always been missing something, but I figured it out.
There's something missing in my life. I think getting I'm to black. Say the hard R. That's what's missing.
It's like the reverse of that one black chick on, was it Dr. Phil? She was racist to black people. Did you ever see that?
I don't think so.
Oh my god, there was this black chick. I don't remember how long ago it was, but she was on like Dr. Phil or whatever, and she was just saying she was racist towards black people, and Dr. Phil's like, "But you're black," and she's like, "No, I'm not." He's like, what? I wonder where she's at now.
You are telling me that you are a peep and not a Caucasian.
You're telling me you're no longer a beep.
It's funny how they, like, black people had Steve Harvey and were like, we want our own Steve Harvey.
So
we created Dr. Phil. He was made in a lab.
Yeah. Actually, it was a botched Steve Harvey clone experiment.
Yeah.
Dr. Phil got spat out.
Have we talked about, did you tell me that? The theory of black people clones?
No.
Someone told me that. That's a thing. They think, like, Beyonce's a clone, and that they just keep cloning black people.
What?
It might not be specifically black people, but I just remember like Beyonce in there, and who else? I can't remember. Yeah, but it's like a conspiracy theory of they just clone people, famous people.
That is wild.
I heard that from someone, and they believed it. And I was like, what in the fuck? I believe they're all gay. I've said that. I believe if you're black, you're gay, but... There's nothing wrong with that. It's fine.
No, nothing. I'm just saying.
You're gay.
Just saying.
No, I think all rappers are gay. I think they're secretly all gay. Or did gay shit.
Yeah. Every time they're rapping about their baby mama, it's actually their boy.
I love Tyler, the Creator, because he's the only one that was like, fuck it, man, I'm gay. Yeah. I'm a fucking fag. And he'll tell like other rappers, is like, if you don't calm down, I'll suck your dick. I'll fucking suck it. Drop it. That's like the most alpha move ever. It's like, dude, I'll fucking suck your balls. What do you think of that?
If you don't shut the fuck up right now, I'm gonna take you out back and just choke on your dick. Okay.
Listen, pal. I should have done that today. I should have just done that. I got into a confrontation at the Walmart. I'll suck your dick right now. In front of these kids, I don't give a shit.
Sorry, we'll have an audience.
I want them to watch. I want them to see. Oh man, I should have done that. That would have been fucking
hilarious.
That would have been so funny. There was this guy, he was like cussing out like a child basically that worked at the Walmart.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just like, dude, just fucking leave. And he left and he like yelled some shit at like me and someone else. I should have just been like, if you don't shut the fuck up, I'm going to take you out back and you're going to fuck me in the ass. I'm going to take you out back. Old fashioned. My granddaddy.
I'll bend over for you.
I will
do the receiving.
I will present. I will spread. You can just have a time.
with blast my in my ass.
Blast it into my anal cavity. And afterwards, I'm going to call you a faggot. What do you say to that?
Tough guy now, huh? That's what I thought.
You're real tough. You're real tough. Why don't you kiss me on the neck? Why don't you look into my eyes?
It's like that fucking one meme. How about you kiss me on my hot mouth?
Oh, yeah, fuck. That's where exactly I'm getting it like from.
That. It's exactly like that.
Oh, what was he? Oh, you're a liberal. You're whatever the fuck he was talking about.
Yeah.
Won't you want to take my guns? Why don't you come down here and take them? Why don't you kiss me on the lips? Huh? Why don't you come down here and just make love to me all night long? How about you do that, you fucking liberals? I would love to be a gay conservative. That would be fucking awesome. I know one. I know a gay conservative, and it's the funniest shit ever. He's almost like a cartoon character. It's very humorous.
I've never met any gay conservatives. To me, that seems very, can't think of the word, but I just don't see a gay person being conservative.
Yeah, I would say I was, the closest I've ever been molested was probably by a gay conservative. I worked for a very brief time with it, like kind of like a side job. Mm-hmm. I worked with this contractor who was just flamboyantly gay, but he was a redneck. He was so fucking funny. So we're like, you know, putting up ceilings, and he's listening to Hannah Montana, like on the speaker. The speaker's playing Hannah Montana. Oh my
God.
Swear to God, dude. It was the fun. I'd wear headphones, but sometimes I would just take them out and just be like, this is so ridiculous. And he'd dance. He'd like, you know, do the sway. He's hammering. Yeah. You just do a little sway. And it was a weird accent he had, because it was like, I don't know if you just have gay sex and get the like gay accent,
mm-hmm.
because he had that, but it was also kind of twangy. So it's like,
God.
So he really was Brokeback Mountain. No, he was just like, I'm gay. I'm gay. And with the twang, like, he wasn't like, I discovered I'm gay. He was like, I want to go fuck men. Papa, it's me, your son. I want to go fuck some men, brother. I don't know, you know, what kind of blue collar jobs you've had besides FedEx, but the way they talk, it's very open. I feel like that's what I've got. Feel like I'm pretty open. I've gotten it from that. And he would just be like, just some casual, be like, what are you doing tonight? And he'd be like, man, I got me a little twink down in NC. I'm going to head down there and just split him wide open, brother.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Like, cool. Oh, yeah. No, that was a real thing. It was Valentine's Day. I'm like, you got any plans? What are you doing? Just making small talk, and he's like, I got a little point down there in NC. I'm going to go split him wide open. You want to go get high?
Oh, yeah, cool, yeah, sure.
So
yeah.
I smoked weed with this gay contractor.
So this is the part where you tell me that he split you wide open, right? You were actually the guy that was
Valentine's Day, yeah.
quote-unquote NC. Or did you just meet up in NC?
Fuck no, I ain't driving for gay sex. Gay sex comes to me.
fair point.
No, I don't think he did anything. I don't think he even tried anything. It was just me being high, and I'm like,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, he wants to fuck me. He offered me free weed.
So it's confirmed that Joe had butt sex.
Both Joes had butt sex.
Yep.
With Jay Josh.
I was actually the Lincoln NC. Just
guess. Yeah. No, I believe it. Where are you? I'm gonna ask him. I'll ask him. We're friends on Facebook. I'll ask him. If you have gay sex with someone, you have to be.
You have to be friends on Facebook.
It's the rule. It's the rule. It's funny, my Facebook, I've never gotten to Facebook until recently.
The worst time to get into Facebook. Facebook's been dead for like 10 years, and then Zuckerberg is just a fucking lizard, so.
No, I just use it. I don't use it personally. I never look on it. I use it for work to advertise to old people. Yeah, because I'm like, who's my best customers? Old people. They're the only ones that have money. Who's on Facebook? Old people.
Yeah.
So I just, yeah. No, you but should, my Facebook is just the elderly and gay people that I've worked with before. It's gay rednecks. It's
quite the community that you're getting there.
Oh, yeah. God. If we just had like a reunion for my Facebook friends.
Oh, my God.
It would be so terrible.
Bunch of Trump supporters and butt sex.
They're all Trump supporters, I would guarantee.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's they're all Trump supporters
and gay Trump supporters.
Yeah. They're all supporting. It would just be a mini Trump rally that just turns into a gay orgy.
Robes start showing up. I'm like, oh shit. Hide the gays. I don't know. Hide my one black friend on Facebook. I've never checked it. I guarantee you there is one black person on my Facebook friends. I'm serious. It's another car salesman, and I think he is the only one. Everyone else is like 80-year-old white women, widows, flaming homosexuals.
I was going to say, are all the dudes on there, are their profile pictures just them, like a close-up of their face wearing the fucking racing sunglasses?
Oh, man, I'm going to have to check that. I hope so.
With trucker hats?
Nah, I wouldn't friend him. I'd be like, that dude sucks. He's not. Yeah. Fuck him. I don't want to. He's gonna offer $20,000 for an $80,000 truck. Yeah. That's what he's going to do.
Yeah. But then offer
that his... guy's a fucking retard.
Then offer his body for the rest of the car.
All right, buddy. You're bending me over this desk, just so you know.
I'm getting this car.
I'm getting this car. So I'm going to offer you sticker price along with my ass. Come on. Let's make a deal.
You ever watch that show, Let's Make a Deal? Well, I'm making a deal right now.
Make it a deal. You want the bussy, I want the truck. Let's make a deal.
What's behind curtain number one?
Show me what kind of man you are and fuck me in the ass.
Instead of three curtains, we got one curtain. And that curtain, my ass cheeks.
He's just got a little curtain on his pants. And he pulls it and starts pulling the little rope. Nope. Oh, Joe, come on down.
Let's make a deal.
It's a smooth ride. You won't regret it, won't you? No, that's how I'm going to start selling. I'm going to start standing up.
As soon as they walk in, you just stand on your desk, turn around, pull the rope, and just shows your ass cheeks.
They're like, what are you doing? My job, sir.
I'm a professional, sir. You want a car? I'll get you a car.
I'm a salesman. What does it look like I'm doing? I'm moving product.
Oh my god. Yeah, I'd go pay to see that. I'll be the one person to watch me have gay sex.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just you every week.
I'll just have a little camcorder thing. As soon as I turn it on, I'll just say, "This is being recorded in front of a live audience," and I'll just set it down and then sit. Here. Every 5 seconds, just a faint like. Woo!
Woo! That's a cool idea for OnlyFans. A live studio audience.
Just like a sitcom.
Oh! No!
Sitcom porno.
Don't you come fuck me.
It plays a little laugh track.
When he comes, it's a laugh track. Stop laughing! Stop it! Now when he pulls out his dick, it's a laugh track.
I'm a grower.
Give me a second.
Let me pop some more pills.
I'm doing gay porn because I'm homeless. I'm not gay. I'm just trying to feed my kids, man. Gross. That's so gross.
That would be gross.
Ugh.
Because it's like, you know, people going to see, going out to the theaters to go see porn.
That's
already bad. This is even worse.
Nah, dude, that's awesome.
But like,
that's just like a weird Eyes Wide Shut type of thing.
Yeah,
it's just watching in an audience of congressmen.
Would that make everybody in the audience cucks?
If it's not your, you know, significant other.
I guess that's true.
I called that someone we know a of. Cuck today.
Wait, what?
Let's add a new character.
Yeah, let's add a new character to our sitcom.
I don't even know how I would do his voice, but there's a guy at work I used to... He used to be in my office, but they moved him because he sucks. But anyways, his wife ran off twice. Not once. Not three times. Twice. For another man. A specific another man.
Okay.
And, you know, he took her back.
Mm-hmm.
But anyways, you know, he pissed us off today. So I called him a cuck wop. Because he's also Italian.
Nice.
And it just felt good. I've never had the opportunity to call someone that and it actually be true, as far as I know. So it felt pretty good.
Joe's racist against Italians.
Oh, of course. Yes. No, I will 100% cop to that. Absolutely. Dude, fuck those fucking wops. Those fucking greasy guinea wops. No, I love Italians. I've got Italians in my family, dude. I love Italians. This dude looks like Tony Soprano without any of the intimidation. He's just like a fat, bald, comb over balding wop. and another important detail, when he smiles, he looks like Jack Nicholson, the Joker.
Jesus.
So just picture that.
It's a fucking creature.
He also used to tell me about him having sex with his wife, which keeps me up at night. The most disgusting thing ever. I might have mentioned that, him telling me about his wife blowing him while on the phone with his mother.
What?
And I don't know why I made it weirder, but there was a disabled guy with me while he was telling me that. I don't know why that made it weirder, but I always think of that part. I'm like, why would he? That's just weird to say it in front of.
The disabled guy's just like, oh, wow.
He's a little bit of that. No, he's got like a neurological disorder.
Oh.
So yeah, he kinda talks like, he's like, yeah, yeah, yeah. And I love him to death, but I'm just like, dude, do not talk about getting your dick sucked in front of him. What the fuck's wrong with you?
That's fucking
weird. None of us wanna hear it, but I can leave faster than him, okay? It's not fair. I can leave the room faster. He's lucky. He's probably forgotten about that.
Kind of.
Yeah, T-Bone.
Speaking of the voices, I had a call yesterday, and when I picked it up, there was a note, and it had the guy's name, his phone number, and it just had a note, and it said, weird voice. I was like, I don't need that information. Like, how's that going to help me with, like...
No. That is important, honestly.
But, like, at first I was like, can't be that weird, right? It can't be that weird.
Hello!
No,
half of my...
And he goes,
I'm a gay retard, and I was calling my certified butt insurance. I was just checking in.
No. I'm like,
I made a claim.
I was, you know, thank you for calling Lincoln Financial. May I have your name, please? And he goes, hi, I'm David. And I was like, oh.
No.
I was like, oh. Okay. Okay.
Hey, good for him. Good for him. He's using the phone.
Yeah. I bet.
that took months of training.
It took all of my energy to just not start cracking up.
Joe, that was actually me. I'm David.
Well, that I'm David. And I was like, Joe, well, come David. On, dude. I can't.
I'm David. I'm talking about my butt insurance.
He was actually asking about taxes, and I was like, Joe, come on, man. You know I can't help you with the taxes.
I'm David. How do taxes work?
I do.
How do they work?
I had to make that shit so quick. I mean, luckily, because a lot of times when I have people asking about, like, tax shit, half the time they have no idea what the fuck they're talking about.
Yeah.
I don't know what I'm talking about either. But he at least knew what was up and what was going on. And I was just like, okay. And we figured it out. Like, something was missing on his form. Oh, we got that handled. But I was like, man.
I was checking in on my 2024 fiscal year.
I'm looking at my 2023 fiscal year. My 92. And I had no meeting information on it. And I was like, oh.
So I invested a large number of stock into NVIDIA, but I have not cashed it out. So why am I paying taxes? He's a fucking genius.
Yeah, smartest man in the world. He knows
so much more. Like, what the fuck?
What are you talking about, man? Did you get your tax form or not? What's wrong with the tax form? Don't tell me the stupid, wacky numbers on it. I can't read.
He's calling you about nothing to do with insurance. He's just calling you and knows so much more. He's just like, I was wondering about the longevity of U.S. bonds. How valuable are they from the 25 era, for example? Because I was looking into it.
I had this one guy call back in January, like early January, because that's when, like, you know, taxes stuff was starting. And this guy, his job is taxes. Like, we train with taxes, but, like, not, like, specifics.
Yeah.
Kind of just like, hey, you got your form? Yeah, I can send it out to you. Oh, you got something? Something's wrong with it? Yeah, I'll just email somebody. This motherfucker starts spewing out percentages and this and that and terms I've never heard before. And I'm like, so you have the form? And he's like, yeah. And I'm like, yeah, cool. Yeah, I don't fucking know. I don't. He was talking about, like, I don't fucking remember. I think he was asking about the percentage that was taken out. And I was like, I don't fucking know. I'm not in charge of this shit.
I had a guy today, or a couple, and they were very nice. And this is a common problem of... I didn't understand one fucking word this guy was saying. And it wasn't the usual of, like, oh, these are just, like, brother and sister who fuck. These aren't, like, inbreds. I've had plenty of those.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had people who can't read. And, it wasn't a language barrier thing.
Like, it was...
Oh, no, I've had those, too. I had a woman, I think yesterday... came in and she was like, are you the Anna? I'm like,
yes. I sure am.
That's what I should have said. I was like, no, I don't I don't own the. No, I don't, I'm not the owner. It's like, I didn't know what to say.
Yeah.
She's like, I'm like,
yes.
Sorry, what?
Sorry, what?
Sorry, what? Oh, I should.
What?
I don't know what you're saying, you fucking. No, she's like, you own her? I'm like, no. She's like, you have a car on a website? And I'm not doing it justice. It was literally like, people control a website? And I'm like, yeah, a website. And she's like,
yeah, of course.
Okay, a paint on, okay. And then just left. And I was like, oh, thank fucking God. She fucking left.
Ooh, yeah, that's the worst.
Oh, man. No, but I had a guy today, and at first I thought he had it was a hair lip until I really started looking at him, and it wasn't that. He was deaf with some sort of speech impediment.
Okay.
I mean, this isn't funny. I mean, it's kind of funny.
No, it's fucking hilarious.
No, not funny at him. It's just, this is literally what I was hearing when he would talk to me. He's like, oh man, I'm gonna do Chinese again. But it was like, and I just look at him and like, and then I just turned to his wife and talked to her. I was like, I really don't know what the fuck he said.
Durka Durka Muhammad Jihad.
Durka Durka. It really, no, dude, they weren't words.
Yeah, I'm
scared. I'm like, I don't know what the fuck you're saying right now. Was it a question? Was it a statement? I'm just going off like his face. I'm like, he's smiling. I was like, okay, I'll smile now. Yeah.
Turns out he's saying, yeah, buddy. He'll take you out back and have his way with you. Yeah, yeah.
He's like, I hate Jews and I want to fuck you. And I'm just smiling.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, yeah, man, that sounds good.
So yeah, you got a car out there you like? What? Huh? Oh yeah,
we got that one. And his wife would just like, because he wasn't like completely deaf,
right?
He just like me speaking in a normal tone, he couldn't hear me, so his wife would just reiterate everything. And so it'd be like, oh, so are you? And she just be like, she just turned to him, and she's super calm, but just immediately just be like, "What are we doing?" Like, ah, what the fuck? This is so weird. I'm scared.
Yeah.
Very nice people, though.
Yeah, I was that gonna was say it's nice that, you know, they go out and he's interacting and stuff, but at the same time, it's like,
yeah.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here.
I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.